Therapeutics Natural Medicine Hour. Long visit home. Right here on South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. AM 1470 WMN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WMN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. WWNA, Pompano Beach. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and BlogTalkRadio.com. Now, today's program. The Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Melissa Etheridge. Today and every day is the right time to support the American Red Cross, who gives disaster assistance to people when they need it most. You can help the victims of thousands of disasters across the country each year by making a financial gift to the American Red Cross Disaster Relief Fund, which enables the Red Cross to provide shelter, food, counseling, and other assistance to those in need. Please call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org. Together, we can save a life.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry, and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Holler.
Let's go. back. Rockers in Recovery, top of the third hour. We're glad you're with us. I want to thank our listeners on WNN 1470 AM, our listeners on 1470 AM streamer at WWNNradio.com. Also want to thank our listeners on blogtalkradio.com/HolisticLifestylesRadio and all of our social media sites like InTheRooms.com, Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and all of the rest of folks that are following us. You can go on and on and on. Absolutely. But it's a good thing.
Right.
It's good. I like technology.
Sometimes it's friendly.
What's the old saying? Two steps forward, five steps back.
Yeah, absolutely. God Knows Now. That was the song you just heard. And matter of fact, God knows now that we have a great band on with us, Natural Habit. And, of course, Peter is with us. Peter is the drummer. And I want to thank Peter for being in the studio with us. Peter, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Jen.
We also have Greg on the line.
Greg, hello.
Hey, Greg, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Welcome to Rockers in Recovery. Pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Great song.
Thank you.
God Knows Now, and I understand that you're the guy that actually mixed all that, put it all together, and you wrote it also.
Yes.
What was behind it?
Say that again?
What was behind it? What was the thought process behind it? What brought you to it? How did you, you know, come to write it?
Well, part of it actually came from another song I was attempting to write, and it just didn't fit the chorus part of the song. I was trying to make it into a bridge for another song. It felt more like a chorus. And then for the rest of the song, I rediscovered the Gin Blossom song, Found Out About You. And it's reminiscent of that, because that was going through my head, and I wanted to, like, write my own Found Out About You, and that's kind of where that came from. And the words just, you know, just like, I always liked the idea. I remember my sister was talking to one of her friends about how her friend broke up with her long-standing boyfriend, and she said it became like a habit. And there's a line in the song, I've become only a habit for you. So it's like I just, you know, pieced little things together and came up with it.
How did Natural Habit come about? I mean, Natural Habit, of course, you know, where we all come from. It makes sense. But how did you guys come and formulate that name for the band?
Well, Pete actually chose it. The name of one of our songs, and the subject of the song is kind of just, I was just pulling things from anywhere, just making up lyrics off the top of my head. And I mean, I guess at the time I was living in a halfway house when I wrote it, so I guess I was still fresh in the whole thing. So I guess everything subconsciously, you know, got in there, recovery wise. So that's Natural Habit, you know. And then Pete thought, well, we had a couple of really bad band names going at the time, so you know, Pete came up with the idea that we should just call ourselves Natural Habit.
How long have you guys been playing together?
About 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years.
Pete, you're the drummer.
Right.
And you're as you were just saying, you're the guy that moves all the equipment.
Absolutely.
He was talking to Rhetoric's drummer as they were leaving because he was pushing out the stack. And, of course, he said that drummers always are the ones moving the equipment. Is there any truth to that, Greg?
Well, Pete has a van, so it's like Pete has the biggest means of getting stuff in and out of a place. Moving a lot of equipment.
All right. Yeah, well, he wasn't complaining. Actually, he was. You know, he thought it was pretty actually cool that there was another drummer moving stuff, too.
Ironically, it was the bass rig, too. Although Greg usually moves his own bass rig. I don't usually have to move that for him.
You guys are getting ready to play at the 12-Step Music Fest coming up here pretty rapidly. And I'm looking forward to being down there listening to what your band has to offer, because I can tell you that everything I've listened to has been great. And, of course, we're going to play one more song before we end this show with you guys tonight, and we go to Patty B. But I got to tell you that you carry a message of hope. You show up like, no kidding, you know, your life depends on it, but most importantly, you carry that message of hope, and you get to carry you know, some fun along with it. And how do you maintain your lifestyle and, you know, being out on the road and doing gigs and, you know, how do you maintain all of that? And we'll go with Pete first.
Well, you know, they say anything you put before recovery, you'll lose. So I think that, for me, that's something that, and I actually work in the field, but besides music, it's just it's one of those blessings that I've been playing my whole life, and when I got into recovery, it was something that came natural and was a great creative outlet, gave me something to look forward to, something to do, to express myself with, and I just treat it like that. It's something that I respect and that I'm grateful to be able to do, and it's how I have fun in recovery, you know.
And do you feel, Greg, do you feel the same way? I mean, is there a particular way that you find yourself with your recovery today in your life, along with producing music and doing the things that you do?
It's tough. This is not, it's like I have a job and I go to school also, so it's tough to juggle everything. But, I picked up so many tools within recovery along the way that it just, it helps, tremendously to maintain from collapsing and just, throwing it all away. Like, oh, this is too much. Do this. I can't handle this. So it's like the tools that you pick up along the way just help you, stay up.
Do you find that a lot of what you do now, and we'll go with Pete, a lot of what you do now and how you produce things, you produced it more of a recovery-outlined music, or do you really, are you across the spectrum when it comes to writing?
Well, I guess that's a better question for Greg, because he and Adam do most of the writing, but, I don't think we necessarily approach the music, specifically to angle at recovery. It's just kind of part of our lives and where we've come from, and I think that just naturally falls into what you do.
So it gels, it just gels because that's your lifestyle.
Yeah, it's just what we do. We play in a lot of places that aren't recovery-oriented. We don't necessarily only do recovery things, but when we're there, we're still recovering people. That's not a devil we dance with anymore.
Mm. Greg, do you feel the same way, or what's your feelings on that?
Yeah, I never really thought of, because a lot of bands that get into recovery, they go out and they start writing recovery-oriented songs specifically. And I want to get away from that. I don't want to exactly do that. I mean, one way or another, it creeps itself in there. It's such a, it's such a powerful thing to have to go through that, you can't not one way or another to have it in there. But I don't consciously go out of my way to write a recovery song.
Okay. But you find yourself, and again, I like the undertone of it, because your lifestyles are that way, you can't help but kind of write about it anymore. When your lifestyles are negative lifestyles, you tend to write more negative and blacker songs when you were great.
Well, I probably had too much fear and insecurity to even, really write before I got into recovery. I would attempt to, come up with a couple of things, but I just thought so little of myself before that I never really would come up with anything. But once, things started to unfold and life started to happen, then I had more courage to do it.
There it is. Life started to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you guys think about the 12-Step Music Fest? I can't wait. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah,
November 4th through the 7th, third annual 12-Step Music Fest down the Florida Keys. And, of course, Natural Habit's going to be there, and we're looking forward to having you guys.
Yeah, we're playing. We get the Friday night slot from 7 to 8, so right after dinner we're basically the opening act for the main act, which I can't recall off the top of my head who that is, but we're looking forward to it. We had a blast last year, and Dawn puts on a great event. She puts a lot of work into it, and we're really excited to be a part of it again this year.
Dawn's a great lady. Greg, did you have a good time last year? And I'm sure you're looking for a good time this year, right?
Probably. It was great. I mean, they have a great setup. It's very professional. I mean, they got a great sound guy, and the stage is set up very well. And it's just, the people are great. They, come crowding around the stage, and it's a lot of fun.
I understand at one time, Greg, sometime in your life, and we're going to talk about this when we come back after break, that you worked for Sony Music for a little while.
Yes. A lot of trouble having a Sony music.
We're going to talk more about that trouble when we come back right after this message. And, of course, we are going to hear the next song from Natural Habit, I Don't Care. We'll be back right after this message.
Getting back, and it don't matter how I try, and now I see. While I found myself, I'm letting myself. Now it's killing me. Getting back, and it don't matter how I try. And now I see what I call myself.
Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must hit the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
Everyone knows that men and women experience life differently, and women dealing with addiction need highly specialized care. Destination Hope has a program that specializes in the needs of women addicted to drugs and alcohol, featuring residential or intensive outpatient programs, plus care for eating disorders, dual diagnosis, and trauma programs. At Destination Hope, you'll experience individualized treatment derived from a constant reevaluation as you grow. Backed by a highly attentive team approach to your treatment, you'll take a leading role in your own recovery and rebuilding your life. Plus, Destination Hope is JCO certified for the highest quality of care in substance abuse treatment and service. If you're a woman dealing with addiction, it's time to renew your hope. Destination Hope, your lifeline to recovery. Conveniently located in Fort Lauderdale, most insurance plans accepted. Call toll-free 877-824-0001. That's 877-824-0001. Online at destinationhope.net.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
You are listening to Natural Habit. I Don't Care is the song that you just heard. And the amazing part is that they do. They care a lot. Right, Greg?
Greg?
Of course.
Absolutely. And Greg, you know, I love the fact that you mix everything. You package everything. You put everything together. And you're the one that has actually taken the music from the garage and produce this whole thing. Tell us a little bit about that.
It actually literally was recorded in the garage.
Mm.
We had one microphone going into a laptop, and then, as crazy as it sounds, I take it into my car because it's the sound system I have right now. I plug the laptop into the cassette deck with the ghetto plug that comes in with the cassette plug. So when I plug it into the laptop, I listen to it, and I mix it like that until the battery starts running out on the laptop.
Hey, listen, if it works, don't fix it, brother, because it's working. It probably needs to be compressed a little bit more, but it sounds great.
Thanks.
Sounds great. Yeah. And is this what you picked up from Sony?
Yeah. I learned all this stuff from Sony.
Is there the whole part about jumping in your car, that part, too?
Actually, because they said if you want to be a good mixing engineer, you have to be able to do it in a bathroom with a little Mackie mixer board. So.
Okay.
Yeah, Aerosmith did that for a couple of their albums. They bought an SUV and parked it outside the studio, and then they'd go out and listen to it.
The guy who did Michael Jackson stuff does that too. He has a transmitter in the studio, and he goes out to his car to check the mixes. Because that's what you got to do. You got to check it everywhere. You plug it into the TV, plug it into the crappiest little speakers you have, and try to get it to sound the best on all of them.
And that's how you're able to really get that compression going on. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I have tons of plugins that you can pre-plug in to get off the internet that replicate all this high-end studio equipment.
So, are you at this point, in your recovery? I'm sure that sometime before your recovery began and your journey began, there had to be something that happened. We were just talking, of course, here, me and Pete. What happened for you that brought you to that point that said, something, I just don't want to go there anymore. I'm done, and I want to move on to something else?
Well, at first was the intervention with my family, and then I decided to agree to go to rehab for 30 days only. But then once I got to rehab and all the stuff that I was hearing and all the stuff I was realizing about myself, I was like, they're right. I don't want to do this anymore. And then I went to rehab for another year after that.
Nice. So you continued on. You wanted to further on. It's a true known statement that anybody that really does a year or more in treatment has a better chance and better foundation when they're approaching, their new life. How did it happen for you?
Long time of running, and my life wasn't getting any better, and I had that magical moment of handcuffs going on me, and I felt
rescued,
and I walked out of jail and sold my car, went to rehab, ended up in Florida in a halfway house, and it's when I met Greg, I actually was at a coffee shop, and he and Adam were playing, and ironically, they had tried to contact me, I guess, about a month before on MySpace looking for a drummer, and I contacted them saying, hey, I liked your stuff, and we got together about 2 weeks later and started playing acoustically, and, you know, for that's how the band went. For me, my recovery, I just, you know, I've been down here in Boca doing this thing, and like I said, I work in recovery now, and it's a big part of my life. It's been the best thing that ever happened to me.
Good stuff, and I'm really glad that you guys were on with us tonight. First of all, I want to go back and find out where you guys, what venues you're playing. I know you're doing 12-Step Music Fest. Are you guys doing anything else? Is Natural Habit playing anywhere else that people should know about?
Yeah, well, we just actually added a new guitarist, so we've been kind of bumping up the material, tightening things up. But October 1st, we're going to be at Brian Baru's Sports Pub in Lake Worth. And October 2nd, we're going to be at Packy's in West Boca on Palmetto. And then at this point, the next thing after that would be the 12-Step Fest on November 5th from 7 to 8, where we come up ahead of
Artie Kornfeld. Could be good stuff. Good stuff. Greg, you're dug in, you're trenched in here, and you're doing marvelous work for Natural Habit. Please keep us updated on any live events that you guys are doing so that way we can post them on our website and let our people know.
Absolutely.
And most importantly, I look forward to meeting, of course, Greg and Pete again. Pete will meet them in the 12-Step Music Fest. Greg, I look forward to meeting you for the first time along with Adam and Joe, and we'll look forward to hanging out and get you on the air. I'm going to be on the air down there live for about 5 hours during that time period, actually 6 hours over that 3-day time period. So I definitely want to have you guys on after your set so that way we can talk about what you guys were doing down there and how much fun we're having, okay?
Fantastic.
Yes.
And, Greg, is there any closing statements you would like to say to our audience?
I have no idea. Go to MySpace and look us up. I don't know. It'll put me on the spot.
Closing statement?
Okay.
Is there a closing statement, Your Honor?
Not guilty. Not
anymore.
Yeah.
Well, listen, how can people get a hold of you?
Well, you can look us up on Facebook. Just search Natural Habit on Facebook or myspace.com/Natural Habit or just search Natural Habit on MySpace. There's music on my MySpace page. There is music on the Facebook page, just harder to get to. So I don't make it convenient.
You have a website as of yet?
You just use the MySpace page.
Okay, cool. Well, we're looking forward to hearing more from, of course, Natural Habit. We thank you guys for being a part of the show tonight. We look forward to seeing you at the 12-Step Music Fest. We're going to go to our next commercial. Greg, thanks for calling in and being a part of the show tonight.
All right, thanks for having me on, man.
Yes, John. Thank you. Everyone knows that men and women experience life differently, and women dealing with addiction need highly specialized care. Destination Hope has a program that specializes in the needs of women addicted to drugs and alcohol, featuring residential or intensive outpatient programs.
plus care for eating disorders, dual diagnosis, and trauma programs. At Destination Hope, you'll experience individualized treatment derived from a constant reevaluation as you grow. Backed by a highly attentive team approach to your treatment, you'll take a leading role in your own recovery and rebuilding your life. Plus, Destination Hope is JCO certified for the highest quality of care in substance abuse treatment and service. If you're a woman dealing with addiction, it's time to renew your hope. Destination Hope, your lifeline to recovery, conveniently located in Fort Lauderdale. Most insurance plans accepted. Call toll-free 877-824-0001. That's 877-824-0001. Online at destinationhope.net.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
The First Step Silver House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Silver House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Silence is broken. Time to spread my wings. I'm looking at my life in so many different ways. I gotta change.
Of course, Patty B. Believe in Change. Of course, Patty B is going to be at the 12-Step Music Fest also. And if you're just tuning in right now, we've had a great show tonight. We have been rocking out
You've got an awesome show tonight.
Yeah, it's been off the chain.
Rhetoric live in studio, Natural Habit, and now Patty B. Where can we go wrong?
Absolutely. And then Mark Lundell.
Yeah.
Mark was great, man.
We're hitting every topic tonight.
Yeah. And then, of course, we had on from 9 to 10, we had, of course, Woody Eastman from the Del Fuegos on with us. So it's been a rocking out night. Del Fuegos.
That's why they call it Rockers in Recovery.
Rockers in Recovery, baby. And we're having fun while doing it. 12-Step Music Fest, of course, November 4th through the 7th. It's the third annual. The last one was great. I was at that one. And I didn't make the first one. But the second one was off the chain. Can't wait for the third one. Dawn Wilder and all of the folks that put it together down there, of course, just go out of their way to make it a great event for everybody. They got great performers. You've heard some of them here tonight. Of course, Natural Habit, Patty B, they're going to be performing. And we're looking forward to being a part of the live broadcast from the Keys. And we look forward to, of course, seeing you all down there. Three Dog Night, Chuck Nigron is going to be there, formerly of the Three Dog Night. And, of course, Artie Kornfeld. MC, of course, is Mark Lundholm, who was on tonight with us talking about that. We're going to have a bunch of fun. We're going to have a bunch of great times hanging out. And it's 4 days of fun in the sun. It's a camp out. And I'm going to tell you now, go to 12-Step Music Fest. It's 12stepmusicfest.com. Go to that and click on register, because if you don't, you'll probably, within the next couple of weeks, not have any room. Because it's blowing up, folks. And, of course, we're thinking, me and Mark were talking tonight, it would probably be the new venue time within the next year or so. Because when they do the fourth annual, I don't think they're going to be able to fit everybody.
I think that this event is going to, you know, going to be the big one where they're going to have to up the game next year.
Mm.
I mean, last year was off the chain. Even though I was here in studio running the boards, I still got to listen to everything behind the scenes through the line, and, I mean, it was just a great time.
Yeah, we had a blast. We had a blast. Let's go to Patty B. See how she's doing tonight. Hey, Patty, we didn't keep you up late right here at Rockers in Recovery, did we?
Nah.
Yeah?
No.
You know, it's funny. You know, it's funny. I got a phone call this morning at around noontime that Patty B had called in at 11:30.
Yeah, I can't read. Someday I'll learn how to call in.
Hey, listen, great music, Patty. Believe in Change. It's a great song. We're going to listen to it fully here in a minute. But give us a little bit of background on how you started your musical career, where you came from, where it all began for you.
Pretty much started in Jacksonville, Florida. I was, I don't know, I started singing in a band. We were all 15 years old. It was just one of those little garage band things, but for some reason we were doing a lot of original music. I don't know why at 15 we were writing our own stuff, but we were, and so we kind of blew up, and then it went all downhill from there. I used to laugh about how at 15 I was opening for national acts, and by 16 I was back in bars. Just, you know, my career has gone like that, up and down, up and down. But that was quite some years ago. So I was a singer in that band, and then I started playing bass because the bass player didn't show up. And I've been either a singer or a bass player in bands for, I don't know, 40 years now, 30 years, 30-some-odd years, almost 40. And but at the 12-step, I'm doing solo. I'm just doing my thing on guitar.
Are you doing you're doing an acoustic set, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
And with your acoustic set, do you find that it's more for you to be able to really get in touch with who you are, and that's really about getting, you know, out the message of who you are?
Well, I think that the main thing is that because of that whole thing of personal responsibility, it's a lot easier to be responsible when I'm the only one that I have to control. I play in bands still. I mean, I'm working now. I'm based out of Bradenton, Florida, which is 45 miles south of Tampa. I play with the Cicerone Brothers, which is a reggae disco band. I play bass for them. I play in Metal Angel, which is obviously a metal band. I play with Girls Night Out, which is kind of an R&B, swingy, blues, jazzy kind of thing. And then I do my own thing. So you know, it's more about when I do the solo thing, I do mostly my original material, so.
How do you feel about, the whole, getting involved with writing and producing your own stuff and putting it down on paper? I mean, do you get into doing that, or is it hard for you?
It goes in spurts. I'll write three or four songs, and then I won't write for a month or two or a year sometimes, and then I'll write like three or four songs, and it'll be another period of time. Right now, I've got fragments. It's the most tortuitous time for me. I get all these little fragments of ideas, and nothing gets completed. And there's probably 30 on my board now of song ideas or choruses or hooks or something, but just not complete thought. So it's not a complete song yet.
I'm sure. And you said 40 years, correct? I'm sure in 40 years you've read into this before.
Oh yeah, it's just a part of my cycle. Then something will happen and something will click, and then a song will come out, and then another song will come out, and another song will come out. I just went through a spurt, so that's just the way it is.
Yeah,
I wrote like four songs last year, so now I'm in that, I don't know. It's a weird space, but it's just part of the process. I got all these fragments, and then one day one will click, and then 2 weeks later another one will click, and so... But it's all good.
How does life treat you overall? I mean, what you put into it is what you get back. We all know that. But how do you feel about life today compared to 40 years ago? I'm sure you're.
Oh my God.
It's amazing how things turn out 40 years later.
Well, I'm old enough to have watched black and white television and had a rotary phone, and paid 25 cents for gas. So. It's really weird in one aspect. I love the technology. I love the speed with which we can do so many things, but sometimes it's just overwhelming when I think about, riding my bike to school and, I don't know. It's still the same. It's just we know so much more. It seems like there's a lot of innocence gets lost in being able to know everything in an instant.
Do you think the music industry has changed in the same way over the last 40 years?
Well, the crash was in 83, in my opinion.
Okay.
In 1983, rock stars were, had Learjets, and the rest of us flew in coach.
Okay.
And then suddenly rock stars are in buses and we're all pulling U-Hauls. So, yeah, and then, is a flood. There's just so many players now, so many people that are going out there and wanting to play music. And that's fantastic because I think that, creative self-expression, I don't care what your artistic vein is, that's wonderful that everybody's out there, wanting to do what they want to do. The only problem is we kind of need to, get a little rule on how much money you can make when you do that, because it's kind of the glut in the market, but then there people are so hungry to play that they're just, destroying the median pay, so to speak. But, that comes and goes, too, because then when they don't make enough money for whatever, and their dreams don't come true overnight, then a lot of the people that don't have perseverance will fall by the wayside, and musicians will be scarce again, and we'll make a decent wage for a while, and then a new round will come through. Everything's a cycle.
Well, and it's funny because you said the key word, perseverance, and I don't care what it is, what your dream is, if you don't persevere with it, you don't have a dream, really.
Well, if you think about it, the music business is the only business where people stay in it no matter what happens. If you go to work at a bank and you're a bank teller, you expect to, be the head teller and maybe a loan officer or a vice president in charge of marketing or something. You move up. And musicians, we just stay right wherever we're at. And seldom do we, there might be peaks and valleys to our career, but, to stay playing music, I'm making the same money I was making 20 years ago. The money I made when I made really good money was pre-83, and from 1984 on, it's been pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, and that's, and sometimes I have to fight to get that, and it's not very much, you know. It's just the way it is. It's not, you don't, you're really not in it for the money in that aspect of, you know, and it used to be that you could get steady money if you were a songwriter and, you know, you were, you had a publishing deal, but they don't, you know, publishing deals are just few and far between because the music industry is just changing so drastically with all the internet stuff.
Well, I was going to say, with the onset of YouTube and the onset of the download and all of the things that are,
oh, yeah,
it's totally different today. We're going to talk more about this when we come back. Of course, we're on with Patty B. We'll be back right after this message. Patty, please hold for us, okay?
Okay.
Knows that men and women experience life differently, and women dealing with addiction need highly specialized care. Destination Hope has a program that specializes in the needs of women addicted to drugs and alcohol, featuring residential or intensive outpatient programs, plus care for eating disorders, dual diagnosis, and trauma programs. At Destination Hope, you'll experience individualized treatment derived from a constant reevaluation as you grow. Backed by a highly attentive team approach to your treatment, you'll take a leading role in your own recovery and rebuilding your life. Plus, Destination Hope is JCO certified for the highest quality of care in substance abuse treatment and service. If you're a woman dealing with addiction, it's time to renew your hope. Destination Hope, your lifeline to recovery, conveniently located in Fort Lauderdale. Most insurance plans accepted. Call toll-free 877-824-0001. That's 877-824-0001. Online at destinationhope.net.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. John Hollis, Rockers in Recovery. We've been kicking it for 3 hours. We're coming up towards the end of the show. We're on the air with Patty B. Patty, thank you for being my guest tonight.
And you're welcome.
Thank you for talking about your music, and thank you for talking about the industry, because I think it really needs to be heard, some of the things that we've been talking about. One of them, most importantly, is the Internet and how it has affected a lot of different people.
Well, I don't think it's a bad thing, but it's a different thing. And it gives people a little more control over their own destiny without having to fight the machine. You know, it's very... You know, it's just really, really different. I mean, it used to be everybody wanted to be signed, and that's all anybody was working towards, was getting signed with a major label. And now all anybody's really working for is getting a good video and getting it on YouTube and getting enough hits. And, you know, it's a whole different – it's all repetition. That's the thing that the marketing is about, how many people see what you're doing and how many people hear your music. And, you know, the more people that hear it, the more people that like it, then it hopefully will explode exponentially, and those vehicles now are all changed.
Mm. And yeah, so. It's definitely a different mode, without a doubt. You know, from being stamped vinyl to where we're at today with Blu-ray and everything else that we have out there, and then the internet stuff, the download, the invention of the download was pretty incredible.
Wow, yeah, I make more on digital download than anything.
Amazing stuff. I want to ask you, Patty, I know you're going to be at the 12-Step Music Fest. When are you going to be performing at?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am. I'm playing in the Coffee House. I believe it's Saturday at noon.
Saturday at noon, Patty B. And you're going to be doing your acoustic set.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking forward to, of course, having you on our show. Of course, after you're done doing that, we're going to be live Saturday from 3 until 6. So we'll look forward to having you come on and talk to us about how much fun you're having at the 12-Step Music Fest. And how many people do you think that are going? I know a lot of people that are going.
I know a lot of people that are going. It's so weird when I get there to see people that I had no idea that were going from my own town. That's the weird part for me. I go, I didn't know you were going. We could have rode together. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. This will be my third one. I've been there since the incept, so it's pretty exciting. I hope to keep coming back and keep being there, because I do what I can up here to promote it and market it, because it's just a blast.
If you're listening tonight, you've heard some of the artists that are going to be there. Of course, Patty B, Natural Habit. Of course, Mark Lundholm was on with us at 10 o'clock.
He was fantastic last year.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. And, of course, we want to thank you, Patty, for calling in. We're going to go out with your song, The Enemy Within, and we're going to let everybody hear that whole song. And most importantly, where can they find your music, Patty, if they wanted to buy your downloads?
Well, my website is pattyb.net.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a MySpace page, but, you know, MySpace is real sporadic as to whether your music's on there or not.
Okay.
I'm working on the Facebook thing. It's very complicated. Facebook really doesn't have the music. They're not music-friendly yet. They're trying, but they're not quite there yet. But most of my stuff, it's everywhere. I mean, it's on Rhapsody. It's on iTunes. It's all those places in digital download. The hub for all that is cdbaby.com.
Okay.
You can get full CDs there, or you can get links to any of the places that have the digital downloads. But there's probably, I think it's on over 150 different sites in the U.S., and then it's... I'm big in Japan and Australia. it's really bizarre. The internet is bizarre.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
you can go so I'm everywhere.
You can go to pattyb.com.
Google Patty B and it all comes up. So
beautiful. And you can go to pattyb.com, correct, or .net?
No, .net.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
.com is a real estate lady, unless you're looking to buy real estate in Michigan.
No, we don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. We want to go to pattyb.net. You want to check out all of her information there, and, of course, you can find her just by Googling her name, Patty B.
That's me.
Patty, thank you for being on. I can't wait to meet you at the 12-Step Music Fest. Check out more information. Check out Dawn Wilder, what she's putting together, what she's done over the last 3 years, of course, her and her partners, and most importantly, the information at the 12stepmusicfest.com. That's 12musicfest.com. And you can check that out. You can also go to holisticlifestylesradio.com, and you can click on the link to go directly to the 12-Step Music Fest. Register now, because if you drag your feet, there will be no room. I can guarantee you that. So we're looking forward to seeing Patty B and all of the rest of the folks that are going to be there. And, Patty, again, thank you for being on our show.
No problem. Thank you.
Yep. All right, guys. Another Sunday night. We had a great time tonight. I want to thank all of our guests, Mark Lundholm, Rhetoric, Natural Habit, Patty B, Woody Yeesman, and, of course, the In the Rooms guys, and for being a part of the whole social media thing online. We just opened up a Rockers in Recovery page on In the Rooms, so check it out. And, of course, you can check us out at Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. And you can also check out our link at holisticlifestylesradio.com. Click on the Rockers in Recovery link, and you can find out more about us, more about our show. I want to thank everybody for being a part of our show tonight. Be blessed. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Of course, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Thanks for listening.
You must make your feelings. Let it wash right over you. Let it wash right through. When you look back where the fear has gone, oh, you'll see that you're dead.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio, Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors. WWNA, Pompano Beach.
Does it scare you to know that bed bugs are real? Or that termites cause billions of dollars in property damage? Does it frighten you to know that cockroaches contribute to asthma? Well, it shouldn't. What should really scare you is not knowing these things. Because knowing about household pest threats is the best way to prevent them. And it's a lot less scary than the prospect of learning about them the hard way. This message brought to you by the National Pest Management Association. Learn more at pestworld.org.
AM 1470 with even more of what you're looking for. It's South Florida's most interactive forum for news, politics, and cutting-edge issues. Don't miss The Credit Report with Bill Lewis, Monday through Friday mornings at 9 a.m., only on AM 1470 WNN. I just did what I had to do and moved on to the next thing. That's Jamal, who became a young caregiver at age 15 when his mom had a stroke. There are many children and adolescents living in our community who provide substantial assistance to household members who need help because of physical or mental illness, disability, frailty associated with aging, substance misuse, or other conditions. These student caregivers are yet unseen and unheard. Your help is very much needed to raise awareness, conduct research, and provide the support and services caregiving youth need. Please call Lori Connors at 561-391-7401 or visit www.aacy.org to learn more. If you're a golfer, a tennis player, or even if you're not, you can still swing into action by promoting dignity and independence for those who can't drive or go out on their own. Join Boca Respite Volunteers, people of all ages helping people of all ages. Do what you already know how to do for yourself or someone else. Call 561-391-7401 or visit www.boca-respite.org. AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
Who is it?
Asthma.
Asthma?
That's right, asthma.
You must have the wrong house. Who's there?
West Nile virus. Can I come in?
No, you can't come in.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Yes.
Hello, it's Lyme disease.
I am not opening the door for Lyme disease.
I'll be back.
Who is it now?
$5 billion in property damage.
What do you want?
I'm just spreading the love, ma'am.
Go away.
When household pests are in your home, you never know what kind of health and property threats they're going to invite over. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the National Pest Management Association. Visit pestworld.org to become more aware of the serious threats common household pests like mice, roaches, and termites can pose to your health, your home, and your family.
Bowel disease, birth defects, cancer, diverticulitis. What do they have in common? These are all reasons you might have an ostomy. And you probably already know what a challenge it can be to find ostomy supplies. And it's even harder to find knowledgeable, caring people to serve you. Fortunately, right here in South Florida, we have the premier professionals just moments away. Ostomy, Inc. Ostomy, Inc. is located in Margate, and they've been in business for over 20 years. They provide all types of ostomy pouches, skin barriers, deodorants, and accessories. Plus, they're the largest supplier of ostomy supplies in the southeastern United States, so you can count on the best prices. More importantly, Ostomy, Inc. has a full staff of nurses and medical professionals on site, always available to answer your questions and address your concerns. And they're proud to announce their 2010 Medicare accreditation through the Joint Commission with another perfect score. Let Ostomy, Inc. give you the peace of mind and expert knowledge you're looking for. Most major insurance plans accepted. Ostomy, Inc., located at 5420 West Atlantic Boulevard in Margate, just east of 441. Call them at 954-975-8004.
That's 954-975-8004. Ostomy Inc., making your life easier. 954-975-8004. And tell them you heard about him on Barry's Supplement Hour.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Welcome to Barry's Supplement Hour, brought to you by Barry's Vitamins and Herbs, located at 3551 North Federal Highway in Boca Raton. For nearly a decade, Barry's Vitamins has been one of the nation's premier formulators and manufacturers of today's most innovative nutraceuticals. If you have questions about today's show, please call 561-368-2070. The toll-free order line is 888-888-8022. And now, today's edition of Barry's Supplement Hour.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Barry's Supplement Hour. This is Dr. Barry Nevins, NMD, and I'm here, as we are every day at 11 o'clock, except Tuesday when it's 12 o'clock on station 1470 AM, to educate you, and with my son here, Keith, will probably entertain you also. He's a lot funnier than I am, but he is what I call an idiot savant.
Thank you.
You don't let me finish. You're an idiot savant. When it comes to vitamins, minerals, supplements, and most importantly, nutraceuticals and technology, I really mean this, folks. I don't know of a person who knows more or remembers more than my son Keith. And although Keith is not here on a regular basis, we wish he were, he is an absolute a boon to helping folks. I couldn't think of the word I wanted to use yet, but
you know what?
Shut up. I'm still your father. I can say shut up. You see that, folks? My son. I'm saying a nice thing about
him. I know, but this is boring. I have this thing I want to get into.
It's not Alzheimer's disease. You know, people have to understand where it's coming from. And, folks, Keith will be doing most of the show today. I'm going to go out and take care of the patient.
Please, go out already. Let's get into some action.
What action do you want to get into?
Well, Alzheimer's disease.
Don't talk about that blonde-headed girl that you knew way back when.
No. The Journal of Expert Opinion Investigation Drugs came out with a journal from Catholic University School of Medicine, the Institute of Pharmacology, Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, Division of Clinical Pharmacology, Department of Medicine also and Pharmacology and Molecular Sciences out of Baltimore, and the University of Kentucky. And to me, this says it all. And they say, the scientists from around the world, that Alzheimer's disease is a progressive neurodegenerative disorder characterized by severe cognitive impairment that ultimately leads to death. Current drugs in Alzheimer's disease are acetylcholinesterase inhibitors and antagonists to the NMDA receptors. These drugs may only slightly improve cognitive functions, but have only very limited impact on the clinical course of the disease. In the past several years, based on in vitro and in vivo studies in laboratory animals, natural antioxidants such as resveratrol, turmeric, and acetyl-L-carnitine have been proposed as an alternative therapeutic agent for Alzheimer's disease. An increasing number of studies demonstrated the efficacy of these primary antioxidants, also such as polyphenols and secondary antioxidants such as acetyl-L-carnitine, to reduce or block neuronal death occurring in the pathophysiology of this disorder. Basically, what they're saying here is that there's really nothing going on too much for Alzheimer's disease. And their conclusion is these could be desirable and useful for a therapeutic use in human neurodegenerative diseases. And they're talking about Johns Hopkins School of Medicine is talking about using acetyl-L-carnitine, resveratrol, and turmeric for Alzheimer's disease.
Now, that sounds really good, Keith, but we know that there are problems when you go to a health food store and buy turmeric if it's not the C3
and
extract,
resveratrol too.
And resveratrol because you're taking 100 milligrams of plain resveratrol rather than the trans resveratrol.
The two, yesterday we were talking about this, and basically we were saying what raw material, what ingredients or what nutraceuticals are out there that do so many great things for your health but have such a problem with their bioavailability. One is CoQ10. right? This is basically now, for 15 years we've been talking about this, and, you know, people used to say, yeah, right? Now it's basically like science. The CoQ10 molecule is too large and irregular, and everybody knows now things have to be changed with that molecule. Everybody knows. I mean, we have regular CoQ10 if you want here, but I'll tell you what. The science has come out now. They did 4 studies this year where they showed that you only absorb 3%. 3% of it. And this is, listen, back in 1996, a doctor from MIT did some research. He was an infectious disease research scientist, and he said that you don't absorb CoQ10, and you don't it's not bioavailable because of the molecular size. I was lucky enough to get pictures of the CoQ10 molecule under electron microscope to show people now, and this is the greatest thing. When you could show them the particle size and the problems, it's like, boom, it just hits people. It really just hits people. And now they've gone a step further, and now in the Journal of Nutrition and all these journals now, they're showing that by using cyclodextrin with CoQ10, you can up your bioavailability by 30 to 50%. Now, let me tell you, at Massachusetts General Hospital, they studied CoQ10 in the brain, and they found out when you use hydrocyclic CoQ10 with cyclodextrin, you can get 880% more bioavailability than regular CoQ10. Now, we talk about cyclodextrin. Cyclodextrin actually they use it to make ingredients water-soluble. Now, here at Barry's, we're coming out with a full line of cyclodextrin products. And I'll tell you what, we're going to have one called Tumeridex. And I pulled out information for you guys out there on turmeric. And turmeric has a real absorption problem. It doesn't like to stay in the body long. You absorb very little bits of it. And that's why C3 turmeric came out. And MD Anderson says that this is their favorite turmeric to use. Now, that turmeric is such a bioavailability problem that originally scientists were saying, you know what, we think this is only going to work for intestinal problems. It's so bad, the absorption. But these things tend to accumulate in the body. The same thing with resveratrol. It can accumulate. Resveratrol is one of the worst to absorb. Resveratrol is one of the hardest things to absorb. Over 75% of it, they find out after you take it, winds up in the urine and the feces, sometimes more. You barely absorb resveratrol. Most of it does wind up in your urine and feces. Now, the cyclodextrins, these are the future. Now, cyclodextrins, they belong to a class of carbohydrate compounds. Now, they are bucket-shaped oligosaccharides, and they're produced from starch by an enzymatic process. And they come from the potato, usually. And due to their unique size, shape, and molecular structure, they're able to hold and entrap molecules in their internal cavities. What happens is the resulting complex, when you make it with Prux, it facilitates the dissolution of the ingredients in an aqueous medium, making it water-soluble. Thereby, you enhance the bioavailability. Now, so we're going to be coming out with the cyclodextrin with vitamin D. We're going to be coming out with Tumeridex, which is C3 turmeric, with bioperin and cyclodextrin. And usually bioperin ups the absorption itself by 30 to 40% more. But what we're doing is we're making it hydrosoluble. And I pulled out papers from MD Anderson on turmeric and the fight against disease, or curcumin. People say curcumin, curcumin. I hear it pronounced so many different ways. But they're showing, I actually pulled out research using cyclodextrin with turmeric, what happens to it. It's unbelievable. It becomes like super turmeric. It's unreal. So we're coming out with Tumeridex. But in the meantime, look, we're using C3 turmeric, and C3 turmeric is being used by MD Anderson to fight cancer. It's just going to be much better in a few months. And C3 is still the best turmeric, and we're using the C3 turmeric. We're just bonding it with cyclodextrin and bioperin we're putting in there. We're coming out with bromelain with cyclodextrin. We have our CoQ10s right now. And by the way, CoQ10s, when you one thing that cyclodextrins also make is ingredients released throughout the day. And this is the problem with resveratrol and turmeric. It's got such a short life in the body. It doesn't stay in the body long. It doesn't want to stay in your body long. It's like gone. Before you know it, it's gone. There it is. Out with the urine. So we're going to, with the CoQ10, they found out that cyclodextrin, now you've got controlled release CoQ10. You have a CoQ10 with absorption and bioavailability at levels unheard of. People are doubling their CoQ10 levels in 3 weeks or less. You can double your therapeutic levels of CoQ10 in 3 weeks. That's amazing. Okay. So we have it right now. Right now we have the cyclodextrin. It's called Q-Dex. And we have it in a 50 milligram and 100 milligram. Now, I was just talking with Barry before the show, and I said, do you realize that if you only absorb 3% of regular CoQ10, meaning that, let's say we have a 300 milligram soft gel here, a regular CoQ10 300 milligram soft gel, right? You absorb 3% of it. What are you getting from that? 10% is 30 milligrams, so what are you getting from it, right? 3 milligrams. I said, do you realize that when you take a 50 milligram CoQ10 Q-Dex, you have to take 5,000 milligrams, 5,000 of a regular CoQ10 to get the 50 milligram Q-Dex. That's right. You have to take 5,000 milligrams of a regular CoQ10 to equal 50 milligrams of Q-Dex. We also have it in 100 milligrams. And cyclodextrin with CoQ10 is now being used with even Huntington's disease for the brain. Anybody with kidney problems, heart problems, this is the best CoQ10 to use. And I can speak, look, that time when my hernia mesh broke, my kidneys were, they were, boy, it was a bad scene with my kidneys. And I started taking that right away, and since then I don't stop taking it anymore. So that I'll be on CoQ10 with cyclodextrin for the rest of my life. It really is. It's unbelievable. So we're gonna have the turmeric, okay? We're going to have the bromelain. We're going to be making resveratrol. We're going to be making a resveratrol sublingual that's going to come out under the tongue with cyclodextrin. And I'll tell you, let me tell you what's going on with resveratrol right now, okay? Let me tell you right now what's going on with resveratrol. With resveratrol, a lot of people are being fooled right now. You see 500 milligrams, 1,000 milligrams. You need to look at how much active trans-resveratrol is in that capsule. Like the resveratrol that we have now, we have two forms. We have methylated and we have trans. And they're the only forms that you should use. Methylated is more money, but they say that it's got eight times the bioavailability of regular trans. But trans is great, okay? The problem, again, is, though, you don't absorb a lot, but resveratrol tends to accumulate. And this is, and which I pulled out the other day over 72 abstracts from all around the world on resveratrol. 70, you know what? Do you know what it's like to pull out 72 abstracts off of PubMed? It takes hours and hours and hours. But I had to pull these abstracts out. And everyone, all scientists are in agreement that resveratrol accumulates. But they did studies that you take cyclodextrin and resveratrol, wow, you really start absorbing it, and that's amazing. I mean, it really is amazing. The stuff won't be out for about 8 to 12 weeks, though, okay? But right now we have 250 milligrams of active resveratrol per capsule. Do not look at the milligram strength of the capsule. You need to look at how much active trans-resveratrol per capsule. That's what you want to know. These abstracts that I pulled out on resveratrol are unbelievable. They're just, I mean, most of us know about the University of Florida with Alzheimer's, but this goes on further. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I pulled out abstracts for Parkinson's, for Alzheimer's, for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, for acute pancreatitis, I pulled out abstracts on colon cancer. Unbelievable. And I just got in this zone, and I kept on going and going, and that's what happens with me. And that's what my dad's talking about. And I called up a friend of mine, and she's like, what is wrong with you? What are you on? It's like you're on speed here. You don't stop. And I said, you're not going to believe what I found out with this cyclodextrin. And she said, I've never seen you like this. I said, because you don't understand. This is going to change not only my life, but our clients' lives. I mean, the absorption and bioavailability of products is taking – it's a whole other step up. We're also going to have Oncodex is coming out. That's going to have N-3-carbinol, sulfurophane, that's the Hopkinol from Johns Hopkins, the EGCG and C3 turmeric with cyclodextrin all in one pill. And let me tell you, anybody with melanoma – every single one of those ingredients has all double-blind placebo-controlled trials in the fight against melanoma. It's the perfect formula for people with melanoma. It's just unreal. You know, people are on a waiting list right now. They want to go on Oncodex. Oncodex will probably be ready in about 6 weeks. Because right now people buy green tea. They buy the protector. This is all in one pill. Okay? We're also coming out with Arthrodex, which is going to be eggshell membrane and acetylmyristoliate and philodendron with cyclodextrin. So I know right now it's available. Right now what we have right now with cyclodextrin. We have AHCC with arabogalactins with cyclodextrin. AHCC, active hexose correlated compound, used in over 700 hospitals now and oncology centers. To be used with chemotherapy, to be used with chemo, or is even a monotherapy, or post-chemotherapy. Yale just did a major study that AHCC really raises the immune system of the elderly. I mean, they're having all kind of conventions now on AHCC around the world. And plenty of American scientists and universities now are using AHCC. I mean, In Japan, most people who go through chemotherapy get it. And I'll tell you what I've seen. I've seen people who do AHCC when they do chemo, they do outstanding. They don't have the fatigue that other people do. They have less nausea. It's been proven the survival rates are much higher with AHCC. And I can't imagine doing chemotherapy and not taking that. But that has cyclodextrin in it. So we have the Q-Dex CoQ10 right now with the cyclodextrin. We have the AHCC with cyclodextrin. We're going to have the Tumeridex, the Bromodex, the Arthrodex. We're going to have the CycloDex, and we're going to have vitamin C, Pure Way vitamin C. Right now, a lot of you who use Ester C, I got to tell you right now, Adelphi University and the University of Miami have both come out to make statements that if you're going to use vitamin C for your immune system or nerve damage or any for neuronal health, the only vitamin C that both universities can recommend right now is Pure Way C, and the absorption of Pure Way C, it's called the vitamin C metabolite, is much higher than Ester C. So Ester C, although we have Ester C here at Barry's, Pure Way C is the best vitamin C in the world today. And we're going to have Cyclo-C, and that will be out soon. So we'll have the Cyclo-C in a couple months with the Pure Way C with cyclodextrin. So this is all exciting stuff right here. Very, 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 very exciting. I'll tell you right now, this CoQ10, we have met so many people with bleeding gums. And like within a week, their gums stopped bleeding. And it's just, this CoQ10's at a whole other level. And you know what? I first learned about also cyclodextrins in Israel. And they called it drug and trap technology. And then I started understanding, well, that's what cyclodextrin does. And it's a whole new world. And I tell you, it's just exciting that you get something. So, normally something that would stay in the body for a couple hours, right? Or you only absorb 20% of it. Now people are going to absorb almost all of it. Unbelievable. And I'll tell you, but right now, look, resveratrol, getting back to resveratrol, that is an amazing substance. But I'm telling all of you, when you use resveratrol, do not look at the milligram strength of the capsule. Look at the amount of active transresveratrol you're getting. Right now, our capsules have 250 milligrams of active transresveratrol. But I got to tell you, I pulled out studies on resveratrol, studies that people will never see. They did a study here that was published in the World Journal of Gastroenterology. The anti-cancer activity of resveratrol on implanted humor primary gastric carcinoma cells in nude mice. So their conclusion was resveratrol induced implanted tumor cells to undergo apoptosis, that's the destruction and dying of cancer cells, with apoptotic characteristics for gastric cancer. Here's for kidney damage. Unbelievable. This would take hours and hours to go into every abstract here, but you're certainly welcome if you want to ever come in and sit down on the couch and you can see some of these abstracts. I mean, usually we give out a lot to people, but I can't. I mean, I got over 500 pages here of abstracts that I pulled out. The cardiovascular protective effects of resveratrol. And I love this because these studies were done in medical journals. These are not vitamin articles. This is the Journal of Cardiovascular Drug Review. This was done at the Institute of Science out of Milan, Italy. And they talk about resveratrol, and they talk about how resveratrol has cardioprotective activity. Well, most people know that resveratrol is good for your heart. That's not like new news. But look, it's being published now in medical journals, and that's what I love. Here's the one, the sirtuin-1 and neuronal diseases. Now, this is really how – what does resveratrol really do when you take resveratrol? And here's another thing. When you have a glass of wine, if you get 1 milligram of transresveratrol, if you get 1 milligram, you're lucky. Now, remember, every time you get one of our transresveratrol capsules, you're getting 250 milligrams of active resveratrol. Now, our new Resveradex will be ready in a few months. That's going to be a sublingual pill under the tongue that's going to melt under your tongue. Well, we want you to hold it, but it won't be ready yet. And that's going to be the strongest raw material resveratrol ever made. But the resveratrol we have now is a very superior form. You know you're getting 250 milligrams of active transresveratrol per capsule. Like I said, do not look at the milligram amount of the capsule. You need to know how much of the transresveratrol are you getting. So what transresveratrol does is it activates the sirtuin-1, and what you're doing is you're telling your body that you're on caloric restriction. Anyway, this study came out and at the National University of Singapore, and they talk about the human aspect of aging. And they talk about the mechanism of SIRT1 neuroprotection promises novel strategies in clinical intervention of neurodegenerative diseases. They're talking about using resveratrol for Alzheimer's, Huntington's disease. So they're calling it a SIRT1 activator. So really that gene, that SIRT1 is actually your body, they call that your body a longevity kind of gene. And it tells your body, even though you're not on caloric restriction, it tells your body you're at. Now, in Germany, they showed that resveratrol, the reason why a lot of people seem to lose weight with resveratrol is that it stops immature fat cells to converting into mature fat cells. Now, what I love about one of these studies here, okay, this was done, by the way, at MIT, a potential target for calorie restriction. Okay, the Department of Biology, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, and this was published in the Journal of Molecular Medicine, okay? And what they said here is that caloric restriction extends lifespan in a wide variety of species and mitigates diseases of aging in mammals. Here we describe evidence that the silent information regular 2 SIRT1-2 gene, which encodes this is really, you know, NAD. This is kind of technical for people. That's why when I went through this, I said, you know what? Yeah, I can read all these studies for you here, and you'll be like, what? Let me just try to sum this down for you and talk at a level. And I'm not talking down to anyone. I just want people to understand what we're saying here, is that when you activate these genes, you're switching on a longevity gene, and it's mimicking caloric restriction. And we know that caloric restriction is the one that would say to increase lifespan. They're calling it a lifespan regulator now. Okay, so the way to do that, okay, is either you can eat. There's this group of people who are doing this low caloric way of life. I mean, they eat like I couldn't survive doing that. I'd go out of my mind. I don't know how they do that. But when your body goes into caloric restriction, you activate this longevity gene, and you tend to live longer. So this is what resveratrol does. Okay, so just basically this is how resveratrol, that's the mechanism of action of resveratrol. Now, resveratrol also, it increases lifespan also by activating NAD-dependent SIRT1. And again, this is what Harvard found out. This is how that does it. But it's really fascinating. It's not just, hey, take resveratrol, it's in red wine, that's what's good for you. We want to teach people. This is how it works. Now, this study came out in the Journal of Drug Discoveries, and this was done at the Glenn Laboratories for Biological Mechanisms of Aging, Harvard Medical School. And they say that resveratrol has long been suspected to have cardioprotective effects. Interest in this compound has been renewed in recent years. First from its identification as a chemo-preventative agent for skin cancer, and then from reports that it activates sirtuin 1 and extends the lifespan. Despite who may be skeptic concerning its bioavailability, see, this is where you have to listen to what I'm saying carefully. Despite skepticism concerning its bioavailability, a growing body of in vivo in the living evidence indicates that resveratrol has protective effects in the models of stress and disease. Now, remember I talked about resveratrol? It's one of the worst bioavailable materials and ingredients you can ever use. It's a real shame. But this is going to be stopped with cyclodextrin because they're going to start making it with cyclodextrin. It's going to become water or water soluble. Now, if we want to look at some anti-aging, I mean, these abstracts I pulled out were all off PubMed, so they are really made for doctors and scientists. They are so they're so in deep and detailed. And they're so clinical that a lot of you may not understand. But I'm trying to make it simple here for you. Okay. Anti-angiogenic activity of resveratrol. This was published in the Journal of Asian Products Research. They say that resveratrol possesses cancer preventive activity. Angiogenesis is a crucial step in the growth and metastasis of cancers. We have investigated the effect of resveratrol and angiogenesis in vitro and in vivo and found that resveratrol directly inhibited human umbilical vein endothelial cell growth, therefore inhibition of angiogenesis associated with cancer may be a novel mechanism for the anti-cancer activity of resveratrol. Stop getting blood supply to the tumor. The Human Anatomy Department, Medical Faculty, University of Milan, came out now and said that resveratrol, studied in vivo and in vitro, has anti-inflammatory effects, and it fights inflammation. And inflammation is the culprit that really strikes us all down. We get an inflammatory process, your body just goes... Let me tell you something. You have one inflammatory process going in the body. It's not just that area. Studies have shown if you have arthritis in more than two fingers, you can up your risk of having a heart attack by up to 50%. So just remember that. Inflammation, whether it's from Crohn's, colitis, inflammation is always the start of probably how you got some form of cancer. Now, you know, Johns Hopkins will say one or two-thirds of all cancers are lifestyle and dietary related, but I would say the other part are something that came from inflammation. This is at the University of Missouri. They talk about resveratrol Alzheimer's disease. They say that recent studies have provided strong evidence for the involvement of oxidative stress in the pathogenesis of Alzheimer's disease and beta-amyloid peptides. Well, they look at this study, and they're looking at resveratrol, and they're finding out how resveratrol can really help people with Alzheimer's. And the University of Florida has done a lot of research with resveratrol and Alzheimer's, a lot. It's not the only thing, though. Something great for – one of the best things for Alzheimer's disease is acetyl-L-carnitine, but there's also something called Cienol. And you remember how we talked about the bioavailability problem? See, one thing is resveratrol doesn't get absorbed very well. It doesn't stay in the body long at all. Like I said, up to 75% can be found of it in your feces and urine. There's something called Eclonia cava that they're finding out gets rid of all those plaques, and it's called a C antioxidant and can stay in your body for 12 hours. So they're finding that this Cienol works so well for Alzheimer's disease, and that's why we have a product here that was invented by a medical doctor. And it is a great, great formula, and it's called Memories, and it's got everything from acetyl-L-carnitine to hupazine to Cienol to phosphatidylserine. It's got everything that's shown with research to help with all kind of cognitive function and memory loss, and from the slight forgetfulness to full dementia and Alzheimer's disease. That product is unbelievable. I mean, the formulas that we use for cognitive function here and for the brain start from just plain old acetyl-L-carnitine to a lot of people will use the Zymogen formula called Memorol that has acetyl-L-carnitine, phosphatidylserine, hupazine. Now, hupazine, you know, Harvard and the National Institute of Health have both found out that it works for Alzheimer's. Chinese club moss. They know that it works. And according to that abstract that I read that was published in the Journal of Expert Opinion Investigating Drugs, Johns Hopkins has basically said medicine is at a dud when it comes to Alzheimer's disease, and you need to start looking at acetyl-L-carnitine and resveratrol. It's right there from Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. Now, let me tell you something. The University of South Carolina just completed a study on resveratrol, and you know who funded the whole study? The National Institute of Health and the National Cancer Institute. And they're showing that it fights and prevents cancer. Resveratrol, these are real deal supplements. The problem, again, is absorption of resveratrol, but everybody's working on that to make it better. But the one thing about resveratrol, it seems to accumulate in the body, which is a great thing. Matter of fact, one scientist said penicillin can be recognized as the magic bullet of the 20th century, and they're saying that they believe that resveratrol will be recognized as the 21st century's magic bullet. It's pretty intense, isn't it? Resveratrol may slow aging in humans. Right here, it just got published. This is last month, okay? Resveratrol appears to suppress inflammation and might fight aging in humans, according to a new study. University of Buffalo studied this, and they have found that resveratrol reduces inflammation in humans that could lead to heart disease, stroke, and type 2 diabetes. Remember I just talked about? Inflammation is the culprit to the beginning of all kind of problems. Well, that's what they found out here. That resveratrol reduces the inflammation in humans that usually and could lead to people having heart disease, stroke, and type 2 diabetes. So this is great. By the way, They only used a 20% resveratrol in the study. And right now we're using a 50% resveratrol. You see, this is how it works. The 50% came out, and now we're getting in 3 months. It's called the 98%, 99% under the tongue. But right, look, in this study to fight inflammation and to see if it would be good to fight disease, they only use 20%. We're using 50% resveratrol. Anyway, that was also in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. What a study, huh? What a study. University of Texas, chemoprevention by resveratrol. Well, they found that resveratrol has been shown to have positive effects on age, longevity, lipid levels, and preventative quality against certain cancers and viral infections. Resveratrol induces apoptosis by upregulating expression of, look at all this, the P53 trail R1, DR4. Look at this. This is so technical here for people. That's why there's no doctor in the world that could say this is pure science here. Resveratrol has been shown to inhibit tumor initiation, promotion, and progression. Everyone should be on resveratrol. You're not going to get enough in red wine. Some wines you only get 0.25 milligrams, a quarter of a milligram, in a glass of resveratrol. One of our capsules, we're giving you 250 milligrams of active resveratrol. And the problem, out of that 250, what are you absorbing? That's the problem. You're probably getting 50 to 75 milligrams. But you know what? You're only getting one in a glass of red wine. But when we're making, in 3 months or 4 months, when it's ready, we're going to have this 98% under the tongue. But right now, our resveratrol is great, our clinical strength trans-resveratrol. Look, I told you, the University of Buffalo used a 20%. We're using a 50% right there, much stronger. Okay? The problem is technology changes. It used to be all there was 10 and 20%. Then it went to 50, so we had the 50 made. Now it's going up to 99, so we'll be doing that in the future. It's unbelievable, huh? You can't stop in this field. You just can't stop. It never stops. People say, you guys must be, Barry must be so rich. Look how busy you are. You know what? I got to tell you this. The only way to ever be rich is if we stop what we're doing. Because I'll tell you what. All I see my father do is lay out money. I mean, there's weeks where he lays out hundreds of thousands of dollars to make products. Doesn't stop. But you know what? It's kind of a lifestyle. I mean, you know, like some of my friends said, what are you doing? Why do you get so crazy? And why do you guys put yourself through this and go through these things with labs and do it? Because believe me, you don't see the other side of it. Sometimes, you know, it's a lot of stress. But you know what? It's all worth it. Because you guys are all going to remember that Barry's was the first people to ever talk about cyclodextrin and absorption. Here's a study came out of Spain. Modulation of sirtuins, new targets for anti-aging. This is great. They're basically saying that resveratrol, they're able to modulate sirtuin activity, and that can be used to treat or prevent a wide variety of diseases. That's great. Resveratrol, one molecule, many targets. This is out of France and Lyon. Is that how you say it? Anyway, I think it's Lyon, right? Lyon. Anyway, resveratrol, they talked about, is they're saying it's chemo preventive in some cancer models, cardioprotective, and have positive effects on several aspects of metabolism, leading to increased lifespan. How could you not take resveratrol? This is out of Oklahoma. Resveratrol, cataracts, glaucoma, and age-related macular degeneration are common causes of blindness in the elderly population in the U.S. Additional risk factors include obesity, smoking, and inadequate antioxidant status. And they talk about resveratrol. Additional phytochemicals are emerging interest, like EGCG from green tea. Resveratrol. at the University of Oklahoma. After all those MDs out there, some of them, hey, listen, what do you expect, though? You can't expect, let me ask you a question. You can't expect a gastroenterologist to know everything that's going on with brain tumors, right? And they're in the same field of regular conventional medicine. How do we expect our medical doctors to understand what's going on in the world of naturopathic medicine? They're not trained in that. They're not trained in that. But more and more MDs are, look, these studies are being done at universities, and there are plenty of medical doctors. But I'll tell you, like, I can't get this out of my head. I cannot get this out of my head, all right? That this really nice guy came here, really, really nice, and he said that he was taking Neurontex that we make. Neurontex is a combination of R-lipoic acid, benfotiamine, acetylocarnitine, paradoxal 5-phosphate, methylcobalamin, okay? Everything in there is shown to work with neuropathy. It's all proven science. All medical journals, Journal of Neurology, you name it, it's proven. Okay? It's science. He was doing tremendous. He was on chemotherapy in Health Canada. I mean, just look it up. Acetylcarnitine and neuropathy with chemotherapy. You'll see all these studies from around the world saying that when you go on chemotherapy, I know the number one thing about people are scared. They think about living and dying. But what about the damage that comes from the chemo? What about the damage? We know we tend not to think of these things. And a lot of people have permanent nerve damage. And what they're saying is by using acetylcarnitine, you can stop that nerve damage. As a matter of fact, one study came out very clear. Acetylcarnitine does not interfere with the ability of chemo to do its job, because that was the next step. Would it interfere with the chemo killing cancer cells? And the answer is no, it doesn't do that. It just stops the neuropathy. So he was doing so good. His oncologist here said, you can't use that. If you use that, basically you'll die. And then I think he asked the oncologist, do you even know what acetylcarnitine is? And the guy said, no. So he asked me, gave him Peter Radis's phone number, because Peter Radis is an oncologist. He used to be, I think, in charge of the Lynn Cancer Center. I mean, here's an oncologist that sees and knows. No one's giving anyone any hocus-pocus things. These are published in the Medical Journal of Health Canada now. And in Italy, they're using it. It's standard of care now. If you're going to be on cisplatin, you should be on acetylcarnitine. In Italy, if you're on cisplatin chemotherapy, you're going to take acetylcarnitine so you don't get neuropathy. What a dumb thing to say. What a dumb thing to tell somebody. If you take that, you're going to die. But I don't know what it is. What? You wonder. You wonder. You know, you just wonder. And it's almost as dangerous when some health food stores act just as irresponsible when they tell people to not go for it. Because conventional medicine is a beautiful thing, but let me tell you, it's just as beautiful when you have something that can stop the damage. So you take something as amazing as chemotherapy. I mean, just think how amazing it is. I know that it does a lot of bad things, and sometimes chemo kills people. I've known a bunch of people that have stroked out and died from the chemo. I've known people that have hemorrhaged through their esophagus and died from blood hemorrhages from the chemo. Okay? But think about it. I mean, look at Japan. They're using active hexylcarylated compound in over 700 hospitals. And people are doing phenomenal. And what I tell people is, how could you say the Japanese are so smart at building cars and motorcycles and outboard engines and snowmobiles and computers and trains, but their oncologists are inferior to ours? Come on, give me a break. If anyone believes, listen, you know what we have in the United States? We have a lot of great equipment. We have a lot of diagnostic equipment, okay? But let me tell you something. Who was telling me this? They know an anesthesiologist now that goes to South Korea to learn all new things. You can learn things everywhere in the world. It's amazing. But you cannot think that Japanese oncologists are a bunch of morons. And they know if you're going to be on chemotherapy, you should take active hexylcarylated compound with cyclodextrin. Come and get the research. The survival rates are unbelievable. Anyway, you can call us at Barry's at 561-368-2070. That's 561-368-2070. To order anything, it's 888-888-8022. Again, 888-888-8022. Come see us at 3551 North Thurl Highway. Don't forget that cyclodextrin water-soluble CoQ10 is here. Time releases throughout the whole day. The absorption is incredibly high compared to any other CoQ10. And it's amazing. If you have any bleeding gums, heart problems, that's the kidney problems, that's the CoQ10 you want to use. And we have buy three, get a fourth bottle free. Buy three, get a fourth bottle free. Now, if you're really on a budget with CoQ, let's say you're right now you're having really hard times financially, and a lot of people are. We've made it. Look, I don't want you using a regular CoQ10. Even though we have it here, I have to have it here because you have to look, we have it. Okay? What we do, we can give you right now. We have a CoQ10 that we can give you right now. You can get four bottles for $40, okay? And it uses liposomes, and it's time release. It's got these beadlets, and it uses liposomes, okay? And the technology is from Britain. And the equipment just to make the darn stuff was almost $300,000. You see little beadlets. It's called Biosphere. Biosphere CoQ10. You'll see the capsule, and you'll see hundreds of little beadlets, and they disperse, and they use liposomes, and it's still. If you can't get the Q-Dex, this is the CoQ10, and at least, you know what? You're gonna get four bottles. We're gonna give it to you for four bottles for $40, and it's really a really good CoQ10. So if you're on a budget, at least we have that CoQ10. Do not use regular CoQ. There's no reason for it. Okay? So, yeah, it's all kind of exciting stuff. All right? And, Alzheimer's disease, I really have a passion for it because my grandfather, that got him. And back then, we got him at the end of the Alzheimer's, we got him. My brother at the time was going to Washington University, and Sigma, which is in St. Louis, was one of the first companies to bring in acetyl-L-carnitine from Italy. And my brother heard, and my brother was saying, hey, Keith, there's this great stuff. You exercise with it, and your body gets really lean body mass. And my brother was taking it to look better, to get really trim. And he said, but it's great for your heart. And we gave it to my grandfather because it's published. I'm telling you. You come here, we have dissertations that were done for guys on PhDs that did it on acetyl-L-carnitine. Okay? We have publications on acetyl-L-carnitine that will blow your mind away here and abstracts. It is published in just about every neurological journal that you can think of. Acetyl-L-carnitine is one of the best things after a stroke. Now, for me, the best thing after a TIA or stroke is cardiaction. Dan Shen is one of the best things after a stroke and acetyl-L-carnitine. Anybody that has a TIA or a full stroke, I'm telling you, you use acetyl-L-carnitine and you use cardiaction with Dan Shen. But you got to go a step further. When you use acetyl-L-carnitine, you want to make sure that you're not using the Chinese acetyl-L-carnitine. And not that the Chinese acetyl-L-carnitine is bad, but Switzerland and Italy make the best acetyl-L-carnitine. The Swiss make fabulous. I love the Swiss acetyl-L-carnitine. I see some of the best results from the Switzerland raw material. So we make sure. And see, it's all acetyl-carnitine. It's not acetyl-carnitine. Okay? Just so you know that. So anyone post-TIA or stroke, I'm telling you. That's all I can tell you. Anyway, I'm getting excited. I'm going to be going to Israel tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow I leave. I'm leaving tomorrow to go to Israel. And I have no idea if I'm getting arrested when I go there. I share this with everybody because you guys are like my family after being on the radio for, over 12 years. I think you guys are my family. When I'm talking to everybody, most everybody knows me, or maybe there's some new person there. I'll make it real quick. I basically had an agreement with my ex-wife. My kids live in Israel. My kids are supposed to be on the plane in the summer to see daddy. Well, they're not putting the plane. So my ex-wife knew I was getting lawyers. So what she did was she told the government that I planned on kidnapping my children for 2 years. It's kind of weird that I had my kids twice when I brought them back to Israel. It's also kind of weird that I have 6 emails telling her that if I want my kids in the summer, I have to give her more money on top of child support. 6 emails stating that. So I had to get a lawyer in Israel for $10,000. So I'm going because I didn't get my kids in the summer, and I called up my children. I said, it's my son's birthday. I said, I'm going. So, but it's okay. I know the border police are looking to see if, until we go to court and it gets all dismissed about, I mean, my lawyer in Israel says, I don't think she wants to go to court because she's going to be in big trouble. She's going to be in big trouble because of all the emails she sent saying that the kids are coming in the summer and that, and according to our agreement, and there's nothing about, and this is from only 3 weeks before she saw about the kidnapping. She said I was going to kidnap for 2 years. So going to court would be very bad on her part. I think she'll be in a lot of trouble, a lot of trouble. But the border police has my name because they think I'm going to kidnap two Israeli children. So we'll see what happens when I land. I'm going with my friend Ari, who was a former commando in the Yom Kippur War. He was in the China Farms. If you've ever seen when they did that thing on the military channel, he was in that actual battle under Ariel Sharon, and his 60 tanks were in his unit. Only three survived. He was one of them, 18 years old. So he's coming with me to make sure. And I'll tell you a story with Ari. He'll tell you, his mom needed a knee replacement. So she didn't do it. She's a stubborn Hungarian lady, didn't want to do it. Now she reached a point where she can't walk anymore. So I told Ari, I said, Ari, let's send her PainRx and Nexloxin. I said, Ari, everything is being studied. It's really amazing for degenerative arthritis. I said, it's really unbelievable. Everybody's doing phenomenal with it. So I said, there's double-blind studies on this stuff. I said, people are doing phenomenal. Sometimes people in the first night feel better. So Ari told me, like, in a few days, she didn't even, no walker, she's walking around. So we're bringing a whole bunch to her tomorrow. I just told you, I said, don't worry, just tell your mom to cook me some of that Hungarian food. I love Hungarian food. Wow, do I love Hungarian food. I think it's the best, wow, I just really dig Hungarian food. So my friend Ari's calling me, and I told him, the only thing is, you can go see your mama and go see all your friends, right? He was raised in a kibbutz. I said, but you're coming to my son's bowling birthday party. You're coming with me. And you got to come to make sure if I get arrested to bail me out of the jail. I'll call the show live from an Israeli jail. Yeah. You know what's weird when you go to Israel? The jails, I mean, it's not what, I mean, we got 2 minutes left on this show. You know, in this country, we always look, oh, when you're a nice Jewish boy, you know, Jewish people become doctors, lawyers, right? They work hard, right? This is what people think. But in Israel, you have Jewish rapists, Jewish car thieves. It's amazing. And it's jail. So I have no clue. I have no clue what's going to happen when I get there. But I have a lawyer that's ready, and my lawyer is one of the biggest lawyers in all of Israel. And she fired her lawyer. I guess her lawyer yelled at her, from what I hear, that what she's doing to me is wrong. Her own lawyer said, I can't fight for you because what you're doing is wrong. This is what my lawyer told me. So she fired him. But my lawyer is ready, so wish me all luck, everybody, because the last thing I really want to do is get arrested. I really just want to give my son a nice bowling birthday party. You know, and it's almost weird. She emailed me. The kids are so excited that you're coming. They don't stop talking about it. Well, of course, I'm their father. What are you doing? You know? So anyway, let's just all pray. Pray for me. I never asked for that much, but pray for me that I'm really not in the mood to get thrown into an Israeli jail. To be honest with you, I really am not in the mood for this. You know? But at least I'll get good pita and hummus and good food if I get thrown in jail, right? It'll be okay. Anyway, I'll be gone for a couple weeks, and I wish everybody good health. And a lot of great stuff is coming in, Barry's. I am really excited. And you know what? If anybody has any prayers that they come in today, I can get it to the wall for you and put it in for you if you get the prayer here today. Okay, and I wish everybody good health there. Okay, and let's all pray for the peace of Jerusalem and Israel. What a great thing that would be if there would be real peace. Real peace would be an amazing thing to see in our lifetime. Okay, everybody, good health to everybody. To our engineer, thank you very much. 561-368-2070 to order anything, 888-888-8022. Thank you, everybody. I hope you learned some things today. Bye-bye.
WWNA, Pompano Beach.
The summer is here, and that means higher electric bills for all of us. As part of our ongoing effort here on the Steve Kane Show to slash your...